Hey, welcome to this beginner lesson on compression fundamentals for jungle drums in Ableton Live. I'm excited. We're going to make Amen-style breaks feel punchy, heavy, and ready to drop at around 174 to 176 BPM. Keep your ears open, and don't be afraid to experiment as we go. Quick overview. Today you'll learn why and when to compress kicks, snares, and breaks, what stock Ableton devices to use and roughly how to set them, how to work serial and parallel compression, useful sidechain tricks, and arrangement ideas for both punchy and smashed jungle moments. By the end, you'll understand how to fatten breaks, glue drums together, preserve clicks, and create darker, heavier textures when you want. First, get your material and prepare the break. Drag an Amen or similar funk break into an audio track and warp it to the project tempo. 174 to 176 BPM is classic. If you prefer working with a drum rack, right-click and slice to new MIDI track using transient or 1/16 slicing. That gives instant access to individual hits. Gain staging and organization matter. Trim the clip so peak sit roughly between -6 and -3 dBFS before you start compressing. Use Ableton's utility for quick gain trim. Create a group called drums and put your kick, snare, break, and percussion tracks inside. Neat routing makes compression and parallel tricks way easier. Now, individual element processing. For the kick, insert Ableton's compressor. Try peak mode, ratio around 4:1, and set the threshold, so you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. Usually that lands around -8 to -12 dB threshold depending on level. Attack in the 8 to 20 millisecond range to let the initial click pass, and release around 80 to 160 ms to tune the punch. Add makeup gain to compensate. After that, optionally add drum bus with drive roughly 2 to 4, boom between 20 and 40 if you want more weight, and adjust follow to taste. For the snare, you want snap. Compressor ratio 3:5:1, threshold so you see 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 3 to 10 ms if you want the transient emphasized, release 60 to 120 ms. If you want extra transient bite, a small boost from drum bus's transient control or a fast limiter on the top end can help. Hats and percussion usually need minimal compression. Keep them bright and transient forward. If you do compress, use gentle blue compression around 2:1 or light channel compression. Next, build the drum bus. On your drums group, start with EQ8 to high pass below about 30 to 40 Hz as safety net and notch any nasty resonances in the 200 to 400 Hz area if things sound muddy. Then insert glue compressor. Think gentle bus glue, ratio 2:4:1. Target about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Start with the threshold around -6 dB as a reference. Use attack between 10 and 30 ms so transients survive, and release set to auto or somewhere between 0.2 and 0.6 seconds for musical movement. Add makeup gain so levels match. After glue, add drum bus for tone. Drive around 2 to 5 and tweak character. If you want a bit more snap, nudge the transient knob up. To soften, pull it down. This audio version is shortened for playback.